You're listening to SBS News.
The health implications of smoking tobacco are well known around the world. But for many Australians, changing behaviours to quit for good is something that needs constant attention. Priscilla Jeha is a former smoker who stopped after 2 decades of consuming a pack a day.
When you're celebrating, so it's when you're stressed, when you're happy, when, you know, you're relaxed, so it's just a habit, and mentally your mind tells you that it belongs in so many situations where it, you know, it is neither helpful nor gets you, you know, the outcome that you're seeking from it.
Situational factors also play a huge role when deciding to quit smoking. With 2 years of unprecedented lockdowns induced by the COVID-19 pandemic, many are turning to cigarettes as a form of stress management. Over the past year, nearly 1 in 2 Australians have struggled with managing their stress levels. Many are taking up harmful coping mechanisms, including 14% who have turned to cigarettes or vaping. Ruth Limpkin is the CEO at the Banyans Healthcare Group.
I think one of the things that's really interesting is that, like a lot of substances, cigarettes are often seen as a stress relief. And there is that initial feeling of some stress relief in the moment. But unfortunately, it actually hijacks the body's and the brain's ability to manage stress and takes away our own natural way of coping with it. So it ends up perpetuating this cycle that people are trying to alleviate. So I think one of the most important things is that as we're coming out of this pandemic, and to be honest, I feel like the level of stress is actually more acute at the moment. I think people have been really brave and they've been gritting their teeth and getting through it. And now they have permission to take a deep breath and actually recognise that they're not doing great.
But for some vulnerable portions of the population, that ongoing support from GPs is often limited. Gillian Gould, a GP and professor in health equity at Southern Cross University, says it can be particularly difficult for expectant mothers.
On one hand, health professionals are nervous about making too big a deal about smoking because they don't want to put a woman off coming for her antenatal care. And, you know, they have all sorts of assumptions they make. And on the other hand, you've got pregnant women who think, well, look, if the doctor didn't raise this as an issue, then maybe it's not that important or maybe it doesn't matter. So there's definitely a mismatch in how people are thinking. The dots are just not joining up.
This is a particular problem with Indigenous pregnant women, of whom 44% are smokers. Dr. Gould says there needs to be a culturally appropriate way for health professionals to teach these expectant mothers about the dangers of cigarettes. Her team has launched the I Sister Quit Project, a compilation of campaign video clips to raise awareness about the importance of tailored support.
It starts with our training. So we have online training for I Sister Quit, and it's based on the 8 ways of Aboriginal learning. So we're trying to make that very interactive and engaging and easy for health professionals from all different professions to be able to learn that appropriate way. And we role model what is the best way to talk to a woman, you know, how you can support her, how not be judgmental.
But there are also calls for the support to be improved more broadly. Dr. Sarah White, Director of Quit Australia, says there needs to be a change in public messaging campaigns around smoking, particularly as the country emerges from the pandemic.
Every time we put one of those campaigns on air, we see increases in calls to quit lines. We see increases in people going to websites looking for support to quit. So they absolutely work. One of the things that we were a little bit worried about is a lot of those campaigns were off air during the pandemic period because we had clear air for the COVID vaccination messaging. But we've also seen a lack of funding for those campaigns from the Australian government. And that, we think, has also been a really big issue.
Cancer Council Australia is also calling on the federal government to bring back Australia's national tobacco campaign. Libby Jardine is the chairperson of Cancer Council's Tobacco Issues Committee.
As we know, tobacco use is on track to cause 1 billion deaths worldwide this century. Despite a steady decline in smoking rates over the last 3 decades here in Australia, tobacco use is still the leading preventable cause of cancer burden nationally. 1 in 5 cancers in Australia is attributable to tobacco use.
Ms. Limkin of the Banyans Health Group says there are also useful tools on an individual level to help Australians quit.
There's so many great healthy coping mechanisms to manage stress. One of the things that we would always encourage people is talk to your GP, find a great psychologist. You know, often we wait till the wheels have fallen off a little bit, but if we can get proactive about our health, and there's some really great ways that we can manage stress that don't cost anything. You know, just getting out in nature for 20 minutes a day is free and relatively easy, but has profound effects on our well-being, lowering our stress and increasing our happiness.
Peter Hayton is the clinical director and senior psychologist at the Banyans Health Group. He believes one of the most important factors for quitting is recognising one's own unhealthy relationship with smoking.
I think for people who are smoking, you know, the really important thing is that they want to make a decision to quit. And from there, it's about getting support and help with that. It's not as easy as just saying, I'm going to stop, for most people, and then that's it. And so it's about going to our doctors, you know, getting online. Our support mechanisms around quit smoking are really solid in Australia, but they're not worth anything if somebody doesn't actually lean into them.
Although on average it takes a smoker 8 to 9 attempts to finally quit for good, for former smokers like Ms. Shahar, the persistence is worth it.
It is one of the hardest things you will ever do in your life. And make no mistake, it's not easy, you know, and going about it, you need to be strategic. I was such a heavy smoker and I didn't really believe that I could ever break free from it. And you just, you know, you just have to break it down to one day at a time, or 1 hour at a time at the start, and then just one foot in front of the other. And if you stumble and, you know, fall, give it another go. But there's a lot of help to assist you in your quitting journey. And I think access all of it.
Brooke Young, SBS News.